KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. Welcome, one and all, to another edition of Environmental Voices. I'm Marie Rock, and joining me once again in the studio is Shirley Nordrum.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What are we going to talk about today, Shirley?
Well, today I want to make people aware of the seed saving workshop.
What is seed saving?
Seed saving is when you grow heritage and traditional seeds, and you save some of those seeds so that you can plant them the next year and keep on having good, wholesome, traditional foods. And, you know, these seeds have been around for, in some cases, 800,000 years. And so it's quite an honor to think that, I can plant this and I can grow this and I can have some good food and I can have my seeds to plant the next year. I don't have to rely on someone else to go buy my seeds from. I can have my own seeds. And part of the reason that we're having the workshop is hopefully a lot of people will think, wow, this is cool, and I want to learn how to save seeds and over time build a seed library at the Tribal College, and I believe Rail River Folk School in Bemidji is also planning on having a seed library. And what a seed library is much like, you know, your books. You go in and you say, I would like to grow some squash, and you can look at what types of squash the guys have there at the library, and you can get some seeds, and then you grow them and take care of them, and then you bring some seeds back so that somebody else can, you know, get some seeds.
What a concept.
Is that cool or
that
what?
That is so cool. Yeah. So then there's X amount of seeds out there, right?
There are. There's a lot of different varieties of seeds out there.
Okay.
And so, we're going to be working a lot with the White Earth Land Recovery Project because they have some seeds. Dream of Wild Health is a group in the cities that has some seeds that were saved for generations by the Potawatomi. It was a lady by the name of Cora Baker. The Potawatomi were very good seed savers. Mm-hmm. And over time, this lady, but Cora Baker, she had all these seeds and she noticed that people weren't gardening anymore, which has happened here. People have stopped gardening. And so she had all these seeds and she was getting very old and knew that it was getting close to her time to take a journey. And so she started looking for who would take care of her seeds, who would keep this tradition going. And she found a couple of people down in the cities, Minneapolis, and she gave them her seeds, and they've started a place called Dream of Wild Health. They have a 10-acre farm in Hugo, Minnesota, and they grow out the seeds that Cora Baker left, and they share the seeds, so there's another source for some of our seeds. And they also have some awesome summer programs for youth. I think they're called the Garden Warriors. And mm-hmm. So they train kids on how to grow good, healthy vegetables. And then the youth take the vegetables to the farmer's market and they learn about, you know, some of the older ways of making money with food.
Wow.
Cool stuff, huh?
That is cool. So how, when you're saying the old seeds, I'm thinking, okay, what if a seed is like 10 years old? Will it still grow?
It depends on the seed. Okay. There's a whole little chart about when seeds grow best. But, you know, in that chart, it says that the prime time to replant a squash seed that's been saved is within 5 years.
Okay.
But here's a story that throws that all out the window. There was an archaeological dig over in Wisconsin about maybe 5 years ago, and they found this little clay ball. And in that little clay ball, there was squash seeds. And they grew the squash seeds out. I have some of those seeds. And they were given to Winona LaDuke, and she calls them Gaité Akosamin, the great old squash. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they carbon dated that clay that those seeds were in, and it was 800 years old. So those seeds had been in that clay ball for 800 years.
Jurassic seeds.
They were, and they grew out, and it's, oh my goodness, that is delicious squash. And they're quite big. You know, have you ever heard of a Hubbard squash?
Yeah.
They're gigantic. You can, like, feed the world with a Hubbard squash. the Gaité Akosamin, it's not quite as big, but, you know, you can feed, like, probably 20 people with a squash.
Wow.
Big no squash. Kidding. Winter squash.
Okay. So let's say you have a seed library, and let's say somebody with a really brown, okay, black thumb like me, came in and said, oh, I'd like to try to grow tomatoes or whatever. And let's say I miserably fail. What happens?
We're not going to do anything. We're going to do the best we can to help you.
Okay.
And I think that one of the things that, you know, we, our primary focus is getting people to garden more and eating a little bit more healthily, locally grown food. And, you know, I'm not saying I got a green thumb either. I'm struggling with this stuff, you know. It's hard. I mean, I'm a gatherer, totally, not a grower. And so we're all learning and we're learning together, but there's resources to help us to figure this out. And I think the big thing is, you know, just I would encourage you to take just one seed and become the, I don't like that word expert too much, but, you know, really know that seed, really get a connection with that seed. And you become the person that I'm going to give you some Hadatsa shield beans, and you're going to know everything about that bean, and you're going to help the next growers learn about that bean. And this really struck home to me when I was standing in the parking lot visiting with Zach Page, who'll be doing our workshop, and we were talking about, did I like the way this workshop was run, and what could we change it for Leech Lake? And at the end of that conversation, he held out his hand, and I held out my hand, and he gave me five Hadatsa shield beans. They are a pole bean, yeah. And he said, you're not going to feed yourself with these five seeds, but you can be the keeper of these five seeds. And that really struck home because I thought, well, no, I'm not going to be able to eat very much at all if I'm just growing these five seeds out. But yes, I can learn. I can become connected to this one bean that was given to me, and I can learn about this one bean.
Okay.
So it's a cool little story, and I think that people will really like it because, getting your hands in the dirt, that's like getting in touch with your ancestors. The dirt is it's old. It's been here forever. It has a story to tell, and sticking your hands in it, I thought that was kind of corny when I heard that. But go stick your hands in the dirt in a garden and plant a seed, and I think you might change your mind.
Going back to your childhood, huh?
Yeah. Mud pies.
There you go. So what kind of seeds do y'all have?
Well, we have, I don't know all the different kinds that we have access to right now. I know that there's Pink Lady Flint corn, and that's a very beautiful looking corn, and it is pink, bright, almost looks neon pink, really beautiful. We have access to the Bear Island Flint corn, which was grown here on Leech Lake on Bear Island,
okay.
And that's, a multicolored Flint corn. And the cool thing about these corns, these types of corns now, are these old corns. If you look at the corn now, you always hear it like if a storm goes through or whatever, and the corn stalks just topple over or whatever. Like the Bear Island Flint corn is really unique because it doesn't grow that tall. It's about 4 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
And if a big storm comes through and blows it down, he stands back up again. You know, he knows how to live here. He's been here a long time, and cool. He knows it. It's not like these seeds that have been changed over time to have a quality that we want them to have.
Mm-hmm.
These seeds are old, and they're good seeds.
So didn't you mention one time, I think you and I were talking about this before, that the seeds that you get nowadays in the store, if you grow a vegetable from it, you can't use the seed in there to grow something else.
They are... A majority of them have been genetically modified,
okay,
and that they've put a gene into the plant. It's called a terminator gene. That means that the seed won't grow again. It's a one-time only grow, and so that you become completely reliant on buying your seed from a seed source. And there's about seven companies in the United States that pretty much own about 90% of the seeds.
Conspiracy theories. Or the truth. It's probably the truth. Okay. Wow.
Excuse me. It is, and that's why it's a self-reliance thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a human right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who has the right to control seed? The very beginnings of life.
Right.
Who can own that? You can't. So the people knowing how to take care of the seeds, I think, is important. At least it's important for me. And I'm trying to share the opportunity with other people out there, if they're interested in that they can come and we can begin learning together and we can do this together.
Is there a lot of seed libraries out there?
Not that I'm aware of, really.
Because I've never even heard of it until now.
Now, the Dream of Wild Health is like the only seed library I know of established in the state of Minnesota that has traditional seeds.
Okay.
And there's a group called Native Seed Search.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in like someplace hot and warm. I'm not good with my locations, like Arizona or something.
Okay.
And they have quite a number of seeds. But I wouldn't really say that they have a library. You have to buy them there.
Okay.
And so that's why we're really interested in getting these libraries going, because sometimes people have a desire to do something, but they don't have the financial resources to do something.
Okay.
And so we get a seed library going here. White Earth Land Recovery is a bit like two steps ahead of us, and that's good because we can get some seeds from them. Mm-hmm. And I believe that, like I say, that we'll get one going here on Leech Lake. We'll start. You know, I'm sure it's a long road till you can go in and say, oh, I want to have, you know, tomatoes, corns, beans, squash, and get all your seeds here. But it's never going to happen if we don't start someplace.
Right, right. Well, cool. What a concept.
Yeah,
huh?
Cool.
Growing vegetables instead of going to the store and buying them.
Cool, huh?
Exactly. All right. Well, Shirley, if we have any questions on this or we want more information, how do we get a hold of you?
You can call me at the Leech Lake Tribal College. If you can't, you can just call the 4200 and ask for Shirley. Or my direct line is 335-4258. And if you want to, you can call me on my cell, too. That's 308-3672.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.